Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Ostoose McAllister. I want to thank the good folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our sports talk crew on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068. Magazine, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Deuce, we're checking over the Oakland Heart Talking text line. There was a two that I want to talk about. One came from 2544. He says, why can't y'all have a seven-second delay so we can take that Roll Tide out before Roman Harper says it? So I thought that was funny. The second one from 6818 asked Deuce if he think Patrick Mahomes has a shot or should be in the MVP conversation.
No, I don't. And it's really because I think people have kind of gotten immune to what he has been able to do. And then when you aren't winning the games that they're winning, I mean, they're winning by less than seven, you know, in some of those games and the close ones matchups. And you're figuring, look, and for me, I'm not going to go against them, but it's hard for me to see KC win. I mean, because I figure the win is going to blow the wrong way at some point, particularly when you're just winning. You're just figuring out a way to win at the end. I don't think offensively they're putting up numbers, but I don't think that they're as good as they are as they were a couple of years ago in some of those aspects. And so I figure at some point the wind is going to blow the other way for them, but I'm not going against them. But I think, you know, for Patrick to be truly in that conversation, you know, they would have to, and it's weird or bad that we're even saying it, is, oh, you need to win by 17 or 14 or 21 points instead of squeaking by three or seven or, you know, some of the ways that they've won games.
When you look at, you know, we've for years it's been parity. It's all we talked about within the NFL. And so the Saints at 5-10, ahead of them, and I say ahead of them, you have the Giants 2-13, Patriots 3-12, Jaguars 3-12, Cleveland 3-12, Titans 3-12, Raiders 3-12, Jets 4-11, Panthers 4-11, Bears 4-11. And Charlie and I were talking about this in the break. It appears the distance between the haves and the have-nots is greater now than ever, right? I mean, to me, it comes back probably to quarterback, right?
That's exactly where I was about to go. Out of all of those teams that you named, Jacksonville is probably the one team, and I'm still probably not 100% sold, even though they just gave him a mega contract, on Trevor Lawrence. But you name all of those teams again, right, and tell me what the quarterback situation is.
No, I can. Well, I'll go backwards this time because that's the only two. So the Bears with Caleb and the Panthers, you know, feel like they probably better than they felt earlier the year. Jets, what are they going to do? Raiders, right? They've had three quarterbacks. Titans, you know, Cleveland. Jacksonville, like you say, the Patriots, Drake May. I mean, I feel like, you know, he's been, and the Giants knew they were going to be starting over. So, yeah, but it just, you know, as and Charlie said this too, you know, 5-10 or whatever the Saints finish would have almost guaranteed them a top five, top six. You know, there's just so many. There are two teams right now currently on 10-game losing streaks. The Raiders had a 10-game losing streak, but beat Jacksonville. But two teams, and the Bears are the most unbelievable. Chicago starts the year 4-2. They're on a 3-game winning streak to get to 4-2, and they go into their bye week. It was an early bye week, week 7, at 4-2. And then they came out and lost 10 straight. Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, but Chicago, you know, Chicago's got better talent. Whoever takes over Chicago, you know, when you talk about a head coach, Chicago's issues is I don't ever think that the OC was truly the right pick for Caleb Williams. The head coach, OC gets fired, head coach gets fired, you know, all within after you go 4-2. Think about it. After you go 4-2, these are the moves that you make. Chicago has cap room. They've got draft picks, multiple draft picks as far as some things. They've got to fix their offensive line. But for me, Chicago should be a lot better than they are. The Panthers, trust me, they feel a lot better, a ton better.
Yeah.
Knowing that they do have the answer because, I mean, some people are like, go ahead and trade him. Trade Bryce Young and get something for him now. The kid can play. The kid needed some confidence and he needed, you know, he probably needs some a little blocking. Bit more blocking. Yeah. He needs a little bit more blocking. And then you got to get him a receiver on the outside. But the kid can play. The Giants, quarterback. You got to get a quarterback. Raiders, you got to get a quarterback. If you don't get that solved, then I don't care what other type of talent you have. Cleveland, and I don't know if you saw it. You saw Cleveland redid Deshaun's deal. And so it still ends in 2026, but I don't know where they moved guaranteed money around. That's all they did. They moved some guaranteed money around. I don't know. Like I said, I hadn't looked in it deeply, but Cleveland did something to Deshaun's deal, so it looks like he's going to be back at least for the next year, possibly 2 years. His deal expires in 26 anyway. They've got to get their quarterback situation kind of figured out there. I mean, but that in this league, if you don't have that, you normally don't have a chance.
Right. I mean, that's what to me feels to be the biggest, you know. So, and it's not a strong draft from a quarterback standpoint. I'm not saying you can't get somebody, but it's not strong and deep. But you're going to have Sam Darnold out there. You're going to have Kirk Cousins out there. But you got a lot of teams. I mean, it's just interesting to me. When we talk about we had all this parity, but it just feels like if you either got a quarterback or you don't. And those teams that don't, I'm not saying that the Saints are in there. I think the Saints could be completely – they haven't had Derek for 6 games, right? So, but, man, it just feels like the separation between the teams that do and the teams that don't is really wide.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you 100%, Mike. And I think, you know, if you aren't in those top three – positions to be able to say, hey, look, this is our guy, you know, and whether that's Shador and, you know, who I feel like is going to the Giants or Cam Ward, then, you know, it's almost like who you like. Who do you like? And so if I'm not picking right there, I'm going to say I like Sam Darnold. I like Sam Darnold, you know, to be able to lead us and to be able to say he is the future for us. And, you know, Minnesota's in a unique situation because they can go the Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers, and that's the other team, the Jets. I don't know what the Jets are going to do.
That's what I mean. I don't either.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no clue what the Jets are going to do. But, you know, I think Minnesota, they can tag. You can tag Sam Darnold, and at least you control the rights a little outside of just letting him leave for nothing. Because you truly don't know what you have in your rookie. You like JJ, but I mean,
don't Minnesota
is
yet.
What Minnesota is? What's their record again? Yeah. You know, under Sam Darnold, there you go. And so I can't just discount that lightly as well if I'm Minnesota.